Okay, we continue Simon Yotes, which, as I said last week, is short, but deals with one of the major concepts of Torah Bechlal, of Halacha Bechlal, and of Ebenezer Befrat. The rule here was the rule of Seiklan ala Chazakis, which essentially means that if somebody lives in the city, Becheskas, husband and wife, Becheskas, brother and sister, Becheskas, father and child, Becheskas, Eishes Ish, or Kayin, Seiklan ala Chazakis. We don't have to prove it. You don't tell somebody who's been living in the city, Becheskas Kayin, how do you know you're a Kayin? How do you know that this is your relative? The assumption is, Seiklan ala Chazakis, is that things are as they are. Not only that, we learned that you can create a chazaka. If someone changes his name, for example, after 30 days of being known by that name, that creates a chazaka, and from now on, that's the person's name.
What does the word soklin mean?
Soklin is skila. We even give skila to somebody whose relationship, that's mechayev skila, is based on a chazaka. That's the rule. The Chakas Mechaikik and Beis Shmuel brought the Rambam, who said that the source for the rule is the fact that we give Misa to someone who's Maki Aviv or Makalel Aviv. How do you know it's his father? Because he's Becheskas' father. And the Beis Shmuel asked that it's not so. The Gemara says, Roy Bila Sachar Abal. The reason we know it's a father is because we assume that a woman is pregnant from her husband. Roy Bila Sachar Abal. So be that as it may, we answered last week that Roy Bila Sachar Abal is also based on Chazaka. It's not a knowledge, it's an umdina. It's based on Chazaka. And that was the Rav Shimon the Shariyash explained the Paiskim who said this. And that's where we sort of pick up this week.
Let's say we know for a fact that one time she was with somebody else. We know for a fact.
Right. No, on the contrary, even if we know she was Nizana with somebody else, we still assume the child is from the father because of the rule of right. Right below Sachar Abal.
When so, we derive from the mother, we have a half a minute that you need to aid him in the delivery room till the kid was a year old.
There's nemanis of Achaya. The Gemara says Achaya. No, Achaya is the one who was delivering the baby.
Right. And the first 6 months, you need someone to watch the baby.
How do you know that baby wasn't switched?
Yeah.
And our baby wasn't switched. Okay, that was the language of Aruch HaShulchan, that you need two things. You need to know that the mother gave birth from the child, and you need to know that that's the child. It means they don't bring a rye from the mother too. From the mother also.
Okay.
So DNA, we've discussed many times that DNA, if there's somebody who has nemanis, says testimony on DNA, that it works. Even though there are rare cases of children who don't have the identical DNA as the parents, which has been demonstrated. There are women who have a separate set of DNA in the uterus, the cervix, the Evare Haisha, which we thought was impossible until it was demonstrated. But it's very rare. It's a tiny percentage. And I think last year I brought you, Dr. Babbage brought me a set of newspaper articles and cases of law. A woman was charged with falsifying Medicaid and health documents for a child. The child didn't have the same DNA as the mother. And not only that, all her children didn't have the same DNA. And there's a woman down south, and a Jewish lawyer in New York took her case, and the next time she gave birth, they had Shtei Eidim in the delivery room, laid him rely on Chazaka, and the DNA of the child did not match the DNA of the mother. And it was determined that there are cases where women, for whatever reason, have different DNA for their for the whole bodies and different DNA for the reproductive organs, and a child could be different. But putting that aside, it's a very rare occurrence. It's less than a miyuchet in matzah. And so let's put aside the DNA issue. We'll work here with Chazakis. And that's the topic. Now, I want to review one thing I said last week. This is going to come up again. I believe last week I read to you a Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin. The Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin said you can sometimes give a person malchus al pied echad. I give a person malchus al pied echad. So the Rambam said that if an eid echad says this meat is chaylev, eid echad says this is chaylev or nevela. Right now it's eid echad em and bisurim. Nobody's getting a punishment. So right now eid echad em and bisurim, he's believed that it's his. He's the bailam on it, and he's believed to say, or if he's the sheikh and it's biyada, he's believed. Later, someone eats it with two witnesses, apishtei eidim, and he gets asura. So we give him malchus. So he tells the best, and why are you giving me malchus? How do you know it's nevela? So they only can bring in an eid echad that says it's nevela. So the Rambam said you can have a case where you give malchus al pi eid echad. This is what Rambam said, I think it was Perek Dezayin, Hilchas Sanhedrin. He repeats it in Hilchas Shkagos by a carbon on eating chela b'shaige. So it's a dava pella. So I mentioned last week the Shev Shmaitza and Shmaitza Vav, Perek Yod, said that it means that it's chuzik lamid yoim. And Erecha said it's nevela. And it was chuzik 30 days as nevela. So now the Torah's rule of Chazaka plugs in. And it becomes nevela al pi halacha. Now it's an important case to Shev Shmaitza, as we're going to see later. Halacha l'maisa. By us, we don't give malchus today anyway. But you'll see soon that it's important halacha l'maisa. And I have to tell you, many argue on the Shev Shmaitza. Shev Shmaitza is a ktzais. Many argue for different reasons. They say the Rambam didn't say 30 days. It doesn't say it in the Rambam. And they say that, how do you have a 30-day chazaka on nevela? That somebody's married, people could talk about it for 30 days. If an eid echad says this meat is nevela, who's going to talk about it tomorrow and the day after? Who talks about it for 30 days? You say it's a husband and wife, so for 30 days they walk around husband and wife. But who's going to talk about a piece of nevela, especially if no one ate it yet? Big deal. But they don't argue with the yisoid and dine chazaka. That conceptually, that the Shev Shmaitza says, if Eid Echad says it's Nevela, you only have an Eid Echad, you don't give Malkus. But if for 30 days, Lui Yitzur would have a Chazaka, then it would get a Chazaka. This is what the Shev Shmaitza said. Now, I'm going to put this in a sort of in our back pocket, and we're going to see how it plays out to potentially be Negea Halacha L'maisa. Okay, so let's take a moment. First, let's learn what it says on the page. And then we're going to come back to it. Now let's see again, Sifalim.
You say something, the law of passing zeis. Are they exactly don't say the same thing?
I guess if you don't learn like the Shev Shmaitza, that's what you would say. So you can't chiddush that eidach of passing zeis with a nemanis that's strong enough to give aish. That's the
chiddush. And if the eidim are counted as zanim, who gets it?
If the eidim
are zanim.
If they didn't mind Nehemiah to give him Malkus, then they're going to get Malkus for being Zionin. You know, once they buy into it, they're stuck.
The first one is okay.
The Erechel says Nevela, you mean he'll be Zionin? I don't know. I don't know if he's Zionin or Erechel. I didn't try to punish anybody. It's a two-way that they tried to give Malkus. But Erechel is Zionin, probably. Okay. Let's see Sefalaf again. Last week we learned the first Chalkes Machlekes, the first Beis Shmuel. I want to learn the second one this week, so let's start from the beginning. Misha Huzik B'She'er Basar. I mean, someone's Huzik as a relative. Donin Api Chazakazu. We paskin on this Chazaka. Afu B'She'ein Shom Raya Barura. Even though there's no proof. Shezek Kariv. No one can prove that this is a relative. But if they're 30 days, Becheskas relative, Malkin, V'chaynkin, V'saykalin, Al-Chazakazu. And we give different einshim, malchus or misa, based on this chazak. Okay, so this is the idea that if he's hilzik b'sheir basar, then it works. Now here it doesn't say how many days, right? The sifal doesn't say how many days. The sif beis is ish v'isha shabob medina seyam. Here's about husband and wife. Sif aleph was relatives. Sif beis is husband and wife. And they both say that they're married. If for 30 days there's a chazaka that this is husband and wife, someone's mezana with her, she and the mezana get misa. Why? Because all you need is 30 days to create. To create a chazaka.
So what's
the number
between Aleph and Beis?
So Aleph is relatives.
Yeah, what's the difference?
Well, and Beis is Ishri Ishtai.
What's the difference
between relatives and Ishri Ishtai? What?
By marriage, there would have been.
By marriage, there should have been Adam. Maybe that's why marriage is a bigger chiddush. Maybe relatives, how are you going to prove it? Marriage, there was at least a wedding, maybe. I don't know. Maybe that's why.
So
we're going to see the Neid Behuda makes the diyuk you're making. Neid Behuda makes the diyuk in Sif Beis that just living as husband and wife may not be enough. You need to say Zu Ishti Vizu Baili. And we'll get to the Neid Behuda. Neid Behuda Pischei Tshuva sends you to in Beis. He doesn't bring it, he just sends you to it. So we'll get to it a little bit. But first, again, we learn Sif Aleph and Beis, Chazaka, relative, blood relative, and husband-wife relative. Okay, now, Beishmul Beis deals with the idea of an amasla, of somebody who gives an excuse. You know anybody who came and gave an excuse for lying about their relationship? Avraham Avinu Yitzchak Avinu. Right, said, Achaisihi. She said, "Achait, there's a tshuva sarama. How he was allowed to back off?" He said, "Achaisihi." So, the basic answer is an amasla. An amasla means an excuse. The case of amasla is a mishnah. I believe in Ksubis. The mishnah says that if a woman came to town, she says, "I'm an eishes ish." And then later she gets engaged, she wants to get married. He said, "What do you mean? You came to town, you said you're an Eishes Ish." There was no husband there. She just said, "I'm an Eishes Ish." So she says, "I said I'm an Eishes Ish because koftsu alai nashim reikim, because improper people, they're running after me. I said I'm an Eishes Ish." Or a woman says, "I'm a Nida." She claims to be a Nida. And later she says she wasn't a Nida. So even if she was Huzik Nida, now nowadays, the women are very private about being a Nida. In the once upon a time world, women wear different clothing when they were a Nida. I know it's practical because they don't want to stain their good clothing, or for what reason, but that's a shtein the Gemara. So Husika b'shcheina sehoi, her shcheinim know she's a Nida. If she has an amasla, it's good. What's an amasla? It's an excuse. And that's left to sort of to the fifth Shulchan Aruch. And a master has to be, Besna has to consider it believable. And she has an excuse that Besna says is believable. So a master helps, Shavi Anasha Chetichid Yisura. And that's a Mishnah. What about Vecheskes Lamed Yayim? Does a master help Vecheskes Lamed Yayim? So let's see Beishmuel Beis, Lamed Yayim. Kekos of our Rambam, that Torah, because of Bach, Sir Bach says, Dafka l'chayiv ish acher, you only need 30 days for others, haba aleh, bina lamed yayim. Shub kaidim lamed yayim, yachalayim aloy, yoydea di yishtay. Because within 30 days, another person could say, I don't know if she's his wife. Abel echad shamar al isha acha sheyachaysay, uba aleh chayiv efilo tech lamed yayim. The sheet of the Bach is that on yourself, you believed right away. So everyone argues with this Bach. We'll take a very peculiar lemashmikay. Chakas b'chaykin v'taz esigu al habach. The kassu no kaidem l'anyim yoy mahani amasla. Since within 30 days you're allowed to give an excuse, any excuse he comes up with. Chenisha shamra she nida. B'shimshem ba'ilatech la'amiyayim ha'aniyah maslo shalah. Avo, imam rukol ha'amiyayim she nida. V'akashimshem lo'im ha'aniyah maslo. He's saying here is that after 30 days you're in the city, b'cheskas ish v'ishtai, so then an amasa doesn't help. An amasa doesn't help. That's what he's quoting. Who's he quoting? The Shulte Gibayer.
Would anything happen if he rapes her within a week if she comes into town?
So within 30 days, there's no einish. Since she's believed in her amasa, he means it's a simin that chazak is, it's not really a chazak. Chazak means that when you're mazik, an amasa doesn't help. That's the Shulte Gibayer. Now this itself is a issue of dispute. If you run down to the last line of the Beis Shmuel, l'chayre nira gam b'zemani amasla, t'chi amirin shadayki b'kishu ishtayim. He's saying it t'chi lamed, it helps, I'm sorry. If you look at Pesachei Tshuva Gimel, it's a very long Pesachei Tshuva, but for now we'll do the first two lines. Pesachei Tshuva Gimel is the third line of Pesachei Tshuva. I am berhetiv, I am b'say Yad Melech, I'll speak at the Yad HaMelech in a minute. So Sefer says, it depends. If it's an amasla that needs necessarily 30 days, notice her excuse is such that she needs 30 days. She came to Tash, she's an Eshashish, because Sadasha Breakim want to marry her. So until she finds a husband, she needs to continue with her story. So Sefer says, then an excuse helps. So the issue of an excuse helping is that we have extreme sheet. As the Bach said, for yourself, it seems to say it doesn't help even right away. He says you give skill on a person for himself. The Shulte Gibayer says not so, and a master certainly helps, but only within 30 days. Some Sefer is saying, even more than 30 days, if the Amasla explains it. Say we have a break, like in the Salad of a Cheskes Lamed Yayim, that a good excuse, a good Amasla, is a sort of a way out of a Chazak of 30 days.
Okay? If Bezin knows that it's not true,
yes. Shavi Nashi, even if Bezin knows it's false. It's still the Gabi him, it's still a silly sauce.
Something that says we say a green card. Oh, right.
If you know, that's an amasla. I mean, there it's totally an excuse. They're not chuzik because they have legal documents. Legal documents don't make a chazaka because they have to live together as husband and wife. If there's a legal document, the husband and wife, do we know for certain? I don't know. You know, if there's a marriage certificate signed by a rabbi, and you speak to the rabbi, and the assumption is an up and coming, upstanding person, that if he made a marriage, that it's a true marriage, he's a Masada. Now, this is. For the most part, I think this is theoretical. It's not theoretical, it's l'maisa, but it doesn't come up in everyday life. Now, there is a Yad HaMelech here, which I want to come back to later. I just want to make sure we have time. I wanted to discuss with you the major topic of Huzik. Obviously, Huzik is Negeya. It's major every time people live Becheskes husband and wife. You know, that type of thing goes to the major Batei Dinim in town. What comes up almost routinely is the Shaila of Bali Tshuva who live in town Becheskes, Kayin, or Levi for more than 30 days. Becheskes, Kayin, or Levi for more than 30 days. And we question them. How do you know? Now, sometimes they have religious ancestors that said that Kayin Levi. So that's no question. That there's no difference if he himself is about you, not about you. If the source is something like that, then it's good. But today it's common, and it's a common shaila in places like Eish and Arsameach, where someone comes and he says he's a Kayin or he says he's a Levi. And he's living there as Kayin and Levi for an extended period. And now we want to know. Now, the shaila could be established in two directions. The man wants to be a kohen or doesn't want to be a kohen? Huh? Or do you rather? Huh? What do you think?
It depends if he wants to marry.
So it depends. Most people would like to be a kohen. Yeah. Most people like it's a status to be a kohen. However, when he gets engaged, when he's dating a girl and he finds out she's a grusha or a zayna or a geiris, he'd rather not be a kohen. So it has a kula and it has a chumra involved. Sometimes he wants to be a brain surgeon, which I don't know if a kohen, you know, depends what the statistics are about the person surviving the surgery. But he's not being a olam meis. So there are issues in both directions.
Why are you coming Israel? How many laws are that he's an Israel? Why do you believe?
I mean, maybe he's a kohen.
He's a kohen.
Oh, he's a Jew. Hey, that's a legitimate question. How do you know you're a Jew? There is a major difference in...
He can convert.
In normally, we believe people that they're Jewish only because there was no benefit. Today, when immigrants want to go to Eretz Yisrael and say they're Jews, they don't have enough money because there's a benefit. Being a Jew, you get citizenship, you get benefits. Otherwise, you don't. So the question about being a Jew is also legitimate. But someone who came from Russia and their documents were stamped Jew, so there was no benefit in it. Nobody had an incentive to lie.
It's a big problem so, today.
What? It is. It's a big issue.
400,000 people who are Jewish are not getting...
Okay, but then our issue today is the issue of the Balei Tshuva who come and say they're a Kayin. So it's a very challenging issue. And... from Rav Moshe, we have a tshuva in Chelek A, in Eben Ezra Chelek Dalet, which is printed posthumously, and it's a very short tshuva, and it leaves a little bit hanging. The tshuva is quoted widely as saying that there's no nemanis, that a person has no nemanis, and that's the way in most of the Balei Yeshivas, you know, they tell people you have to investigate, you have to get some type of a document that the person is a kayin. Levi is even harder. Sometimes they go back and they find the matseva of an ancestor that was from. Certainly would be good. Maybe even not from would be good. But they need some type of proof.
What does he come with about Shuba? He said that he's a kayin. What kind of evidence? It's not a family thing. What does he say?
Remember the Falendla boys? Yeah. They came here and they got Elias as Levian for a decade. The father told him they're Levian. About a decade. And we told him, you got to look into it. So they pinned the father down. Hey, you're a Levi. Turned out his mother was a Levi. As his father was Yisrael, he thought you could choose. So now, after a decade of being Levian, now they're Yisrael. So that happens. So the question is, where... why do we do stama? If he would have asked the father, he insisted we're a Levi. What do you do then? So this is the issue. It's a tough issue. I had somebody, I rather was Masada, the Kedushin for from our Sameach. His last name was Levine. And he was told he's a Levi. And when he had a Bechar, they told him, the yeshiva, you got to check it out. So he went to whether you have to Binyan Ben, if you're really a Levi. So he went to the Ellis Island records, wherever you get them. And his name wasn't Levine, his name is Leb. His name was Leb, and he went back and found Matzevis of a Zayda that didn't say anything about a Kayin. Didn't say anything about a Levi. So I was at Pinyin Aben. He did the Pinyin Aben. It was in the summer in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Orlovsky was the Masada Kedushin. Was the Pikayin. Was the Kayin. And he, you know, he can be funny. But in a case like this, he did two Pidyon HaBens. He did for himself and his son at the same Pidyon HaBen, because he never had a Pidyon HaBen. And his son did it at the same time. And, you know, Rabowski had a good time with the speaking at the speaking about it. So he had two cases that I know firsthand of Levium that turned out not to be Levium. And it doesn't mean most of the cases. I'm not saying that. I'm saying it happens occasionally. To be not a kohen, not a lady, yes. It's I don't remember the details. If they were from the ancestors or not.
I mean, why don't you just go lechumra in both directions? If you can. If you can't bring
it's easy to say go lechumra, but the man's dating a girl he wants to marry. Say, well, just go lechumra. You say, what do you mean just go lechumra? I want to know what the din is.
You
know.
You made a bracha on the vagina?
I think so.
What?
And he kept the money. Yaakov Emden says a kohen should never keep the money because who knows who's who these days. Yaakov Emden in the Shul Siyavitz, I think, paid Tess or so. But no one holds like that.
He says the kohen should not be always give back the money, otherwise everybody will use
it. That says Rishon Lezion. And I know someone many years ago when the Sefer Rebbe had his Bechor. The Sefer Rebbe's Bechor is already a Zayda. But somebody in Yeshiva, his Zayda was invited to be the square rabbi. He did Pinyan HaBen, he had three kohanim. He did, at the Pinyan HaBen, he gave three kohanim. So he invited the Chashav Yid for Baruch Park. So he sent him back. My whole life I lived as a kohen. I'm not coming to be a Suffolk kohen. I'm not willing to come to be a Suffolk kohen. I'm not a kohen. So he opted out of attending the Pinyan HaBen. But the this is the shayla. It's quite a serious shayla. And it's yom. It's a constant thing. So we have two things for Ramesha. The first is in Igros Ramesha, but it's important to see the context. Ramesha Taka says that you're not believed. I want to get to the Lumnis as a second step. First, to see what it says. It's a very short shuva. B'dvar echad hidzik asmei l'kayin. Someone's living b'cheskes kayin. B'nizbar shekol yediyasa he may aviv. He only knows it from his father. Shebe'esha karu aysa l'simchas habar mitzvah. He remembers when he was bar mitzvah, Amar Shukai. Avol Ovid Eni Shem Etere Klal. The Gamborach Mi Beis Ovid B'Yaldusai. Mitzad Merdei B'Yavid. And he doesn't have, he just remembers the bar mitzvah, and that's all. V'lefi Adas L'Hileida Kol Kach Dova Kizeh. L'chei, I'm sorry, the father ran away from his father, B'Yaldusai. So how did he know that Ephraim, how did he know he's a Levi, Hikayin? Shulchan ain't le shum nemamath lezeshu kayin. Vegam isha achas, so it's a bas achi avi abba, is a relative. Shisheni bisheni, which is a, I think we call that a second cousin. Omra, echev shashata kayin, machesha avi, hu achi avicha, ain't a kayin. Two brothers. On my side, it's not a kayin, avi avi a kayin. So that's that was the shayla. So Ramosha says, "There's no nemanis." I shavi anafshe. He's telling people as a kayin. Said shavi anafshe. Ramosha says, "There's no shavi anafshe." Kimin shasal kasas mele kayin. Well, pia miras aviv. She made nemanis. We know why he said he's a kayin. That's not shavi anafshe. Therefore, Ramesha was Nagel, and he can stay married.
So, I don't understand. So, anybody who moves to another town, and he asks a kohen, you're not going to believe him, right?
You believe everyone is a kohen. The question here is where he knows he's a kohen on the testimony of a non religious parent. That's his only knowledge. That's what Ramesha is saying. Now, just to tell you here, The only nekuda I have is Ramosha says, well, the testimony is based on his father. He didn't stop there. He said, and his father ran away from his parents' house young, so how would he know? And there's a cousin. That's contradicted. What would Ramosha have said if you only had the first factor? It's not 100% clear here. If you only had one factor, he says his father, but his father didn't run away from his father's house. His father said, I lived in my father's house for 50 years, and he always told me he's a kite. Would Ramesh have said it then too? The question is, did Ramesh say this only b'di'evet or even l'chatchila? The language sounds quite l'chatchila, but it's not open and shut. The language. Now you can tell me the svara is good. I want to talk about the svara. If his whole chazal comes from someone who's not them, we're not going to be better. We can talk about that. But first, I want to know what does he say black on white. So in this tshuva, he's saying it, But he adds, "Vegam shabarch mi beisavah bialdusai." The father ran away was young. Mitzad mer de biaviv lefi hadas lahoyleleida kolkach. How did he know for certain that he's a kohen? Where Moshev said it without that, we don't have a clear ride. There's a second source, and that's in the Sefer Maseiros Moshe. Maseiros Moshe was not written by Moshe. It's the testimony, it's the records of somebody who sat by Ramosha and wrote down what he saw. And it doesn't have the same taikif as Ramosha himself, but I'm going to explain. He brings here that Rav Noach Weinberg came to Ramosha. Say which year? I don't think so. It says, Rav Noach Weinberg came to Ramosha, the Gabi Baal Tshuva, Mishayim Mishayim Kayanim. Do we trust them? So he brings b'shem Rav Moshe. Eif shalahar zezek cheskas kahuna. The bechal ain lehem nemanis. V'gam shkia shegam imitzatzoy kainim. Second factor, even they are descended from kainim. Shkia she niu chalolim. It could be at some point they became chalolim. Va'ah she bekfarim shalonu b'Europe. He said, Moshe says, we came from Hayyos to here in Biyichus. Even the ones that were not for him were very careful. So he's arvu barayis kedaima. The comic in America, in bechalshem zehiris. America is different. In America, there's no cheshbon. So again, he's saying that Ramosha said this. Does he mean, well, if you came from Europe where they were careful, you are Neman, and he means only America? Like again, if it would have stopped, it would have said, it's coming from a not religious source, period, end of game, and shine. But then he says, even though in Europe there was a hearing, but you're doing Bali Tshuva from America, a couple of generations here nobody is careful. Not nobody, but there's no rule that they're careful. So therefore he writes at the end, you have to check in Bami Mishu Shem Torah Mitzvahs, if you could trace it back from somebody who was a Shem Torah Mitzvahs, it's good. But he says otherwise not.
Can I ask a more fundamental thing?
What?
Can't we question if they're Jewish? Today there's so many...
So we'll talk about that separately. Someone asked that earlier. First, I want to talk first about Kahuna. We can talk about Jewish separately. Okay? Well, if you're going to take this at face value, if they can marry a Geiris, they can go to Levayas. Yeah? Cholol could go. Why the Cholol could go to Levayas? Yeah. He doesn't get Ali as a Kayin either. He gets Ali. That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. In the Bali Tshuva Yeshivas, they tell them to investigate before they marry them as a Kayin. Now, Ali is the same thing with Ali. What? So again, the way it's phrased, Ramesh is mitzarif, the possibility that they became a chalol. If you know there was no chalolos, as you know there was no chalolos, you know they married Grusha. You know they got married, the parents got married at whatever, at 16 or 17 or even at 18 or 19. That does Ramesh mean all these conditions? That's a question. So Ramesh has said a psak, the question is how far he actually said it. I want to get a second nekuda. We know that when things are reported secondhand, Shema Adam Gadol, it doesn't have the same taikif as something that's written. Sometimes there are circumstances, sometimes there are other factors. When Adam Gadol publishes something, he looks into it again and he publishes it and he's clear about the language. Secondhand is tough. It happens to be on the same page in the Sefer, there's an example of this. In the previous paragraph, this is page Mem Aleph in the first volume of Seres Moshe. The previous paragraph is a short piece. Sholol Rabbeinu, in Biyayin Shalonu, our wine, Shema Mitzias Nira She'ene Kol Kach Chazal, Tveine Mishakar Kol Kach. Our wine, Chazal Sev Jika Revias, 3 ounces, 4 ounces, is Mishakar. Our wines, it's not Mishakar, 3 or 4 ounces. So the shaila was, if a kohen drank our wine, if it's also to a kohen to duchen, if he drank a revias of wine. So it says, Sholol Rabbeinu, b'yayin shalom, shem tzias nirish, shein ha-kol kach hozak, v'ein ha-mishak ha-kol kach, Asa l'kayin, is it asa l'kayin l'aseis kapov, k'shishos ha-revi'is. So, heisha rabbeinu ein chilek, mechmei l'maisa b'yayin shalonu. Okay, no, there's no, a math we would have one. But they publish here in the footnote, ayim ishtaburu kov chavches, shekosav, quote, b'yayin b'gitai, das magin avram lesar, kamach reinim chelkin, rabbeinu echriya kamagin avram. Yayim Gitai is grape juice, wine from the press. So in the note he writes, grape juice, the Magen Avraham asked in the Seis Kapayim, and many Achreinim Achaylik. It's not Meshaken. Das Rabbeinu Ka Magen Avraham. That's incorrect. The Shaila is not about grape juice. The Shaila is about Yayin Shalon, Ushim and Seis Nirish, Eni Kol Kachozok. It's not about grape juice. Grape juice is sweet. When he says Metzias Eni Kol Kachozak, it doesn't mean grape juice. So mistakes fall in. I'm not faulting them. If I did it, I would also probably maybe make a mistake. But I made a mistake once. My wife reminds me. But the but mistakes happen. It's not the same when the Adam Gadol publishes and there are klal when you had things bishmai. So be that as it may, there's a little wiggle room. I mean, it sounds like Rav Moshe is saying in both places, he's certainly saying something about a lack of nemanis. And the question is, where do we go from here? What I'd like to do, if you'll bear with me, is go back to the original Nida. What's the question? We learned here there's something called Chazaka. Cycle of Chazakas. Someone lives the Cheska something for 30 days, it's a Chazaka. The svara is, well, if I know the chazaka comes from a parent that's not shayim mitzvah, who said something, so that's not a chazaka. It's very logical. The chazaka can't be stronger than the thing that started the chazaka. We know the chazaka started from that, then it can't be. So what I need to do is search. I look around in the svarim and see if that rule is true. Okay, so they get to me, to the Baalei Tshuva, the state of Kayim and Levium, and they don't have firm relatives who said so. That's what they get to me. But in order to figure out the Shaila, I don't have other Tshuvas on the Shaila. I have to see about the rule. The rule, which is logical, if the Chazaka comes from something, and that something doesn't have them on it, the Chazaka should fall apart. Is that ends? Well, I spoke out to Chef Schmeitzer when we started. The Shem Shmaisa said that if an eight echad says zunevela or zuchelas, and then somebody eats it apishtei edim, he gets malchus. The Shem Shmaisa held that's not true if it's less than 30 days. Without chazak, it's not emes. An eight echad said it's nevela. The person got asra with two witnesses. Less than 30 days, it doesn't work. Eight echad can give. More than 30 days, chazaka kicks in. With chazaka, it works. Now that means that we're saying we know where the chazaka started. It started in Eid Echad. And the Shmaitz himself is saying an Eid Echad wouldn't be enough for him to end up with Malkus. Eid Echad plus chazaka works. We hear a chiddush. Chazaka has its own value. Being mostly 30 days has its own value, even though we know where it stems from. Isn't that a raya? That you don't say, well, we know the chazaka comes from there, and that's not good enough. As it seems to be.
Should not be considered a chazaka, because a chazaka should have legs on it.
So what's the answer to Moshe's question? How can that be? A chazaka has to have legs, and the legs are hanging by an eight effort. What?
According to that reason, you don't even need an 8
effort. Well, if you know it's start with a lie, I don't think, but it means it starts with a lie. The Chazanish has a lashon of Chazaka. Like, the world isn't a fool. If people are talking, and no one's suspicious of it, that itself has an element of raya. The Chazanish, when he explains Chazaka, he has such a lashon that it's something of a chazaka is a value. It does have a certain value, a lot of big values. I want to bring you a second raya. Now here it's a complicated case.
In our case, you're talking about here the whole chazaka started from somewhere.
The Chazak in my case, in Yeshev Shmeitz, in this case, or in the cases we're discussing?
The case discussing.
We're discussing where the Chazak has started from, like you say, legs that aren't strong enough. Either in that Shema Torah Mitzvah Zayin Eidecha. And yet, could the Chazakah create something more than its origin? Logically not. But here we seem to see yes. I'll give you another case, which is maybe a stronger raya.
Just like you can't get Malkus. But you can't
eat from
day one. It's totally zero. All right, so let me bring you. I don't think an Eidecha should count. There's also nothing in Gabi Malkus, according to Bishop Shmeitzer. I'll bring you a different case. Now, here, this is two cases from the Beis Meir. One's in Echaz Gittin. And one's in Hilchus Yibam v'Chalitza. Now listen to these cases. They're interesting cases on their own. But so first, let's get the case straight, and then we'll come here.
The classic case is that a couple moves in, and you don't know they've been married. A fellow
comes from nothing. That's what established. I mean, when a fellow moves into town, it comes from nothing. But at least it comes from a claim that we were at the wedding. Claim that there was a wedding. But about Shulah, it comes from a claim that the father, who's not from, said so. That seems to be a little weaker.
Nothing we established.
Nothing we established, okay. That's the question. The question is, so let me give you, there are two separate cases. The first case is in the Pesachei Tshuva, Kustamach Tassir Aleph, in Hilchos Yibam. A Maisa Shahaya, this is a Maisa. A woman arrived in town. It says, Isha Aniya, a poor woman, arrived in town. From a place, he says, Memparso away, over 100 miles away in the times of the early 1800s. She traveled, and she said, she tells us, nobody in town recognizes her, so no one knows her. She says, I'm an almana. My husband died. We have no children. My husband's brother lives in this town. She names him. He says, I need chalitza. I need chalitza. I can't get married without chalitza. So the Beis Din says, who are you? She took out a letter from the Beis Din of her town. The letter says, the woman with this and this name was married to a man with this and this name, whose brother so-and-so lives in your town, and she needs chalitza. So what do you say? So the Beis Meir said, how do I know this is that woman? Maybe that woman didn't want to come. She paid another woman to travel for her, and she get a ksav chalitza, and she'll be married. How do you know this is that woman? So the Beis Meir said he can't do this. Well, what should they have done? They probably should have had her sign in front of the Beis Din signature, right? We rely on signatures. Should have had a sign and said the woman with this signature needs chalitza. She would have signed. She would have proven it. But unless she has no proof, she's the same lady.
Not a peshasa. They would have had no beginning of anything.
So not a peshasa. We're afraid the woman is still in that town. Okay, so everyone knows that she can't get married. And now she's this lady's going to bring out a piece of paper and she's going to get married. On the first lady. Well, we don't know if this is the first lady. But because the first lady wants to remarry. She doesn't want to travel 100 miles. So she hired a lady to go for her. Yeah. He has an eight, so let them do the chalitza sign and then she'll go back. Okay. The Beis Meir paskin that you can't do chalitza. We don't know she's the same woman. He's having eitzah. Live here in town for 30 days. The cheskas that you're the sister-in-law of this man. And after 30 days, people will say, you're living here, the cheskas. Bang, then we can do chalitza. What? Of a sister-in-law?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Maybe she'll play with the nephews and nieces, and I don't know. I'm telling Myra Muckabadu. The Beis Meir said, live in town for 30 days. What? Oh, they'll call her by that name. He mentions, you go around town by that name. His lashon is, and when they call the name, she'll turn her head. So it's an indication she's the right one. It's not proof. She'll turn it in, and she'll be becheskes. She's that person.
Anytime it wants something, do something, and get a chazaka for 30 days.
Isn't it sound like a chiddush? This is a base mayor. Now wait, I'm not done. There's a bigger chiddush in Pischei Tshuva Kufchav in Hilchos Gittins of Katan Yud Beis. The same base mayor, and it's the same exact story. A couple come to town, and they want to get. They say, we're married. They appear, hello, we're married. I want to get. So he says, this is my name, this is her name. And like that, they pulled out a ksuba. She pulled out a ksuba. And the ksuba says her name and her husband's name. And they want to do a get. But nobody in town recognizes them. And they come from the, they live out in somewhere in the sticks. And they came. And they want to get. We know who they are. So basically they said, you can do a get. Maybe this woman is married to a man that's ma'agin her. Maybe she's married to someone who doesn't want to give her a get. So she got a guy. She said, Charlie, you come with me. No one here is going to, everyone here knows you're not my husband. Let's go to another country or another city. And we'll do a get. Then I'll come back. I have a get. You pretend you have that name. I'll pull out my ksuba with that name. And so basically says, no good. He gives an eitzah. You know what an eitzah is? Live in town 30 days, as long as they're a wife, and then we'll do the get. Isn't that a fella? He's telling him l'chatchila. He says, well, you guys might be phonies. I have an eitzah for you. Live in town 30 days, as long as they're a wife. Like, if they're phonies, what's he giving them an eitzah to live in town 30 days, as husband and wife?
They're going to stay online in front of him.
What?
They're
going to
stay online in front of him.
Everyone's going to come for a get, yeah. So, and yet, the Beis Meir says it's good. Beis Meir gives the answer. What do we see? We see the Beis Meir learned chazakah. Normally we say chazakah, like out of necessity, you have to have chazakah. How's the Torah going to work if you can't trust people for what they are? It's more than that. Like Lasanya says, you can't fool everybody all the time. You're living as husband and wife. People are going to schmeck it out. You know, in 30 days is a pretty short period of time. But once upon a time, people used to talk to each other. And, you know, we got a letter to the shul with a different last name. So I want to send it back, misaddressed. It might be our neighbor. I don't know our neighbor's last name. Anybody know the next house on the US? Anybody know the last name? So America's different. I don't know. But once upon a time, people knew their neighbors. People knew people. And there's a chazaka.
Beis Meir
say
you don't even need the
eight echad. Beis Meir say you don't even need the eight echad. It sounds like a double pella. Now there's a Beis Meir. You can look it up twice. Now what do I want to do? I'm not coming and saying, well, we certainly make a look at the Beis Meir. I don't have places to say. But getting back to our Baal Tshuva, he wants to marry a Grusha. He wants to marry a Grusha. His Zayda, or his father told him he's a Kayin. But no, not as a Kayin, but he's been living b'chazaka as a Kayin for a period of time. So we're saying, look at the origin of the chazaka. The origin of the chazaka is questionable. Has no nemanis, then ois chazaka. Why is it worse than the Beis Meir's chazaka? Beis Meir's chazaka, we know where it originated. It originated 30 days ago in Bezdin. When Beis Meir gave them an eitzah, they're going to live here 30 days. And it's a chazaka that we're gonna let her get a get or get a chalitza. And all our accusations, we're not going to worry about it, we have chazaka. So now, by this man who wants to marry a kayin, he's also becheskes 30 days. Now, he's not better. His chazaka is no worse than yena chazaka. So why all of a sudden are we saying the chazaka can't be stronger than its origin? The Beis Meir doesn't agree with that. The Beis Meir knows the origin of his chazaka, and he's saying it's a good chazaka. It's a chazaka with no legs to stand on. The Ramesh, that's not the way it's interpreted in Europe. It is. The way it's interpreted is befrat in America, but forget about Europe. Talk about America. In America, the Beis Meir has nothing to do with Europe and America. What in the world does that have to do with the Beis Meir? Tell me. Ramesha said in Europe they didn't marry not Miuchasim. What in the world does that have to do with the Beis Meir? Beis Meir is saying maybe she's an Aguna and she's conspiring to get a get. What's that got to do? Eliyahu Navi tells me this family never married Eina Miyuchasim. What's that got to do with the Beis Meir Shaila? Eliyahu Navi says they never married Eina Miyuchasim. It's better than Rav Moshe's Europe. What's that got to do? The Shaila is, are they faking it in order to get her a get? That's a Shaila. Beis Meir was chayshish for her. What? No one's going to be able to say it's not a kai. You see, the cousin contradicted it. The cousin came along and said that my Zayda is not a kai. How could your father be? So that's the question. The Ramesh mean it only there. I don't know, but you see, it's possible.
Have some way to contradict it.
You see, it's possible the cousin came. Here they claim they know. Even though they, so the chazok is based on the claim that they know. So if you go with the logic that a chazok can be stronger than the original claim, so if the original claim has no nemanis, what is the chazaka built on the original claim? The legs of the chazaka.
They said they were married.
They can't come and ask, but they have
them on
this.
You're right. The case of Batshuva is worse. Is worse than them on this wise. But the say that a chazaka can be stronger than what it's built on, that your side seems to fall away in the case of the Beis Meir. How can you say the Chazaka what do you mean the Chazaka? The Beis Meir suggested the Chazaka to them. Said, you have no name on this, presto, do Chazaka, it'll be good. If Chazaka can't be stronger than today, it can't be any stronger, so what does it do? If I says Chazaka has its own its own type of strength, that's what it seems.
Well, the idea worked for the Beis Meir.
Yeah.
So
why? I understand. Rabbi Shua is saying that it could be it works in Beis Meir's case, and maybe not in the Baal Tshuva's case. I'm only asking the Yisoid. The Yisoid, the Chazaka is not stronger than when it's built on. That Yisoid, is that true?
But the Chazanish explains it.
Well, if you accept the Chazanish explanation, it should go in both cases.
Because the Chazanish's idea doesn't work even for the Baal Tshuva.
Because why?
That somebody
nobody could trace back.
Trace it back, but somebody.
I don't know. Somebody could have. Somebody was read a shidduch. I think they would try to trace it back. Yeah, nobody recognized them. Even the brother-in-law doesn't know if this is his
one. So why don't they have a migu to say that they were never married? Let them go and get married.
They can get married. They come and get married. She wants a ksav that she got chalitza, or she wants a get in a hand that she should be able to go back home and get married. She doesn't have a get.
So
Peshasa means we won't write them a get, and she'll say, I was never married. You're right, she can say I was never married. But here she was married. She's telling us she was married. In this town, she'll have a Peshasa, but she takes the get and goes back mem parsa to her hometown. We're afraid she has a man waiting to marry her, but she can't get a get. So l'chayshish, she picked herself up, got a fake, and traveled to Mem Parsa. It's not such a far fetched idea that it could happen.
If the lady's a crook, she could have come up with a better story.
Why she couldn't do anything else? She wants to marry the man in her hometown where everybody knows her. Everyone knows she's an agun. She's been fighting with her husband for 20 years.
No,
one case is chalitza. One case is.
The brothers
right.
The reason for
yeah, by chalitza she needed this town more. By goodness, more suspicious why she came to this town. You're right. But all right, look, I'm not what. Well, I think a woman who's been married for a while is not likely to go to the next town and say she's not an Eish Yisrael. She'll eventually be caught. But to say she's an Eish Yisrael, this is my husband, let him give a get, no one's ever going to catch up that you brought a phony. There's no photographer at the gittin. It's nobody's going to know she brought a phony. The question is, do we have a chazaka that a woman is not going to make her children mamzerim by getting a fake get. It seems not. It says a woman who says I'm divorced is only neman because say isha mi'izel lifnei ba'ila. If her husband's here, it's like a chutzpah to say in front of your husband that you gave me a divorce, and he says I didn't. But stamazai, a woman comes, if he says I was married, I got divorced, she has a peshaaser, but we know she's married, and she comes on her own and says she has a get. We need a right that she's a get. It says that any shemizel lifnei ba'ila. To say for the husband, you gave me a get, that is the. The base that she got, she received a divorce. I don't know. You know, base mayor says one chiddush, just saying another chiddush. I don't know. The base mayor, it's enough of a chiddush on its own, and it's an issue. So I don't know. I deal mostly with young men or young ladies who want to be a kayin, who want to be a levi. So they're very happy with that. I'm saying you have a cheskas and it's good. But when the day comes, now being a levi, there's no downside. You got to wash the kayin's hands, but if you don't wash the hands, nobody starts up with you, right? Nobody starts up. So it's really very little downside of being a levi. You get off a pinyon aben, and what else? It's a very small. The very very small benefit being a levy until the Beis Hamikdash will be built. But what? You get the second aliyah, you can't get the other six aliyahs. Okay, it's a wash, I think. But a kayin, it's one thing to be a levy, another thing to be a kayin. A kayin, you're also to marry a bunch of different women, and Baal Tshuva especially. A lot of the girls that are Baalas Tshuvas are also to a kayin. There's Zionists there.
Any problems,
or
it's just a fear that he
has a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah today, he's missing. Even though we call it pidyon, it's Lashon HaTorah, it's a pidyon. It's very interesting, but it's not not total. Okay, I'm not saying I'm right. I'm certainly not saying to be maker like me. I'm just saying that the aside, which sounds so poshut, that how could a chazaka be stronger than the person who we know started the chazaka, sounds so poshut. We have the Beis Meir doesn't seem to hold of that Yisayid, doesn't seem to hold of it, and the Sheikh Shmaitzer doesn't seem to hold of it. Sheikh Shmaitzer is tak a little stronger; it's at least an eight echad, but not more than that. It's not. Every time you have a get, you bring Adam who she is. Every get, by every get, they bring witnesses. Today they make him give a driver's license. They make them give a driver's license. And not only that, on the get, we're always chayshish that there's a fake man. After we have witnesses say this is her husband, every get you have witnesses, and today they make them bring ID, a photo ID, and after the get is written, they have the husband and wife sign the back of the get. They fold the get, they make a cut, and they have them sign it. Isn't the practice for at least 100 years in America? So I have a few gittin here. I once showed you from 100 years ago, 110 years ago. And they made him sign it. Why did they make him sign it? Later, the husband comes and says, that wasn't me. My wife brought a phony. It wasn't me. It was somebody else. Bezdin whips out the get, because Bezdin holds the get. They don't give it to the woman. They give her a ksav that she can remarry. Bezdin holds the get. If the husband is saying, it wasn't me, we say, sign your name. And they compare the signatures. Or maybe he'll fake the signature. They get a signature of his. And they compare it. And they see if it's a phony or if it's real. And that's what they do today. They are chayshish for this type of hanky-panky. All right, so this is the big topic look, Rabbi Yosha's Batei Dinim is Negeat and Mamzerus and other things. Mamzerus, Shalos, are not paskening. But whether someone's a kain or a levi, whether you could rely. Now, add to that, there's a contemporary dispute whether to rely on metzevis that go back. If they're religious people who made a metzeva, they wrote kayin, we believe it. But whether a metzeva from people that were not religious that says kayin is a good enough proof. So it's a separate discussion. I'm not going to go into the raya. There is a raya that it should be good. There are some today who hold this no good. Because maybe they wrote it to praise themselves, they wrote kayin. Well, the way I understand, the chazaka should be good. The Beis Meir would hold that the chazaka of Kohen is good, even if it comes from, like you say, legs that are shach to stand on. And I think it should be good. And yet, to that, I'm not saying that it would certainly seem to add to it. Okay. Matzeva in Europe, yeah, the same thing. Family made matzevas. People, I don't think I'm a shakar on a matzeva. It's sort of etched in stone in many ways. You know, it's a... The ksuba, if the ksuba says kayin, and you know it was written by a good person, yeah, that would be a right. Any shtar would be a right. All right, we didn't get back to the Nidei Yehuda, so we have a little... leftovers for next week. If anybody finds tshuvas on the topic with Ali Tshuva, Rabbi Yosef, Yossi, you'll probably find me something on this topic, right? Ali Tshuva will say the Kayanim. You'll find me material for next week. But give it to me before the shiur starts, please.